In local news, three Whangaroa residents have been presented with mayoral awards this week, with Angeline Greensill, Margaret Dillon and Kevin Holmes having been nominated by our community board and councillors. In front of a packed house of whānau and friends at the council's chambers, 32 award winners from around the district received a certificate, kawakawa tree and a plaque presented to them by Waikato District Mayor Jackie Church, who wanted to formally recognise and celebrate a collection of people who work behind the scenes, often doing unpaid voluntary work over long periods. The awards were given to Kevin Holmes for his work as Chair of the Community Patrol and his work on community safety coordination, Margaret Dillon for her championing of the Feed the Kids program at Raglan Area School for so long, and Angeline Greensill for work on Whangaroa treaty claims and commitment to the environment. Waikato Regional Council has updated its Climate Action Roadmap, which now includes a total of 109 commitments across 9 pathways for the council to consider as part of its long-term planning. The update includes specific commitments relating to 9 different subject areas that have to be regularly reported on. It also recognises the latest assessment report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They say a climate action work plan will also be developed, but only for projects that are already in their long-term spending plan. Meanwhile, in a preview of what might happen for our coast, a group of councils are working on a climate change adaptation plan for the western coastline of the Firth of Thames. The plan was driven by the communities on the coast after flooding there in 2018, and while the councils are supportive of the plan, there were no promises of funding for the ideas in the plan. And in local sports news, some late news actually from the New Zealand Scholastics surfing competition in Gisborne last week. The Waikato team came 6th overall, and Molly Mahina came away with the Adam Clegg Breakthrough Performance Award after forcing her way into the semi-finals of the under-16 girls competition. And that is the regular news for Friday, the 6th of October 2023.